Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. It is the date of October 21st, 2009, the drop date in T-minus 3 hours of Fall of the Republic at PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members. It's $5.95 for a monthly membership. You can get 3 months free when you sign up for a year, or just get a trial 1 month membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, we simulcast every day, at least the last 2 hours in living color. The radio show via a TV program at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. A ton of news and information. We're going to have first-time callers only in the first few hours of the broadcast today. We'll open the phones up to general calls later. But I want people to have a chance who were never able to get through to call in. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Did any of the information I just discussed touch your heart? Do you have any similar stories you'd like to tell? Events you'd like to discuss? Would you like to talk about the White House enemies list now being confirmed in more mainstream media? A senator going to the floor and speaking about it? Do you want to discuss all the flu hype? So much is going on. I have 3 big stacks of important news I'm going to be discussing. We'll be breaking it all down today, 1-800-259-9231. Here's one of many reports I have I'll be covering. OnStar ends first police chase. That little OnStar button on the rearview mirror of your General Motors car can do a lot of things. This week, the system was used to end a high-speed car chase for the first time. Now, I remember a decade ago when they were developing this, telling people it would be used to turn your car off, to lock you down, to lock you in your car. There was even a talk show host, what was his name? His name will pop in my head in a minute. He was from Colorado, who did a parable. I haven't been able to find it last time I looked for it, about OnStar. He did a little spoof where the person's locked in their car by the police with it. So we'll be breaking this down. Also, the face scanning cameras going in, the license plate reading cameras, how that ties into the no-fly list, no-gun-buy list. You're just going to be tracked everywhere. And even if you had a credit card, you won't be able to buy or sell without your face scan and your handprint accessing it. And that's not revelations out of the Bible, if you don't even believe in that. That's what's happening. That's reality. That's veritas. That's truth. Of course, it is revelations. We got an incredible situation on our hands as a society and as a world. And those of you out there that haven't gotten yourselves right with the Creator, and I don't mean all the whorehouse, fake, new, older churches, and all the religionists and all their propaganda. See, the elite are all into the occult. They believe in spiritual forces. They know all of this exists. They want to blind you fully because the devil's biggest trick is convincing the world he doesn't exist. And that's why a lot of people don't want to hear about this type of stuff, because it stings their conscience. It's painful to listen to. And the world has put up all these fake Bible thumpers and churchgoers and Pharisees and Sadducees and all the proud, holier-than-thou individuals to put a bad face on being a spiritual person and getting right with God. It's all been done by design. Just like they demonized the Patriot and Liberty movement by focusing in on ne'er-do-wells or lunatics or, more often than not, government operatives who are there to discredit what we're doing. I mean, it's simple tricks they play. And once you're aware of the designs, once you're aware of the snares, the darts, you can navigate through them. But then you begin to fully turn yourself over to the compulsion to warn others about these systems so that they not be caught in them. And it's very sad to watch people frothing and flailing and jerking through the system as they're attacked by the psych warfare operatives.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be taking your phone calls here in a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. John Harmon up there in Minnesota at Mission Control. I'm down here at Cape Canaveral, Austin, Texas. They're up at Mission Control, Minneapolis, St. Paul. He popped in my ear and said, yeah, the talk show host was Michael Corbin. He died a couple of years ago. And he made this great parody. And I looked for it on YouTube a few months ago and couldn't find it. So hopefully one of our great listeners will grab the audio of this today and put it up on YouTube, because this certainly is a great parody that he put together. But I remember reading DARPA documents that were declassified. I remember researching more than 10 years ago, how they planned to put, in the name of safety, satellite tracker boxes in all the cars standard. And then right after that, OnStar came out. But now most of the other big car companies also put it in the car. And GM's been making airplanes and tanks and weapon systems for 80-something years, General Motors. And so you better know it's a military-industrial complex company. And I remember warning listeners that the FBI was using OnStar in the last 8 years to dial in without warrants, because it's a cell phone, is really all it is, with GPS triangulation off of the cell towers, that they can dial into your car and listen to you without a warrant. And then it came out in the news in the last few years, and indeed they have been using it without warrants to listen to people. Now, through Homeland Security and Threat Fusion, Threat Integration Centers. The first time I saw it in mainstream news was 2003. It's in my film Matrix of Evil, if you want to check it out. The Green Bay newspaper had the governor, who I guess spoke about something classified before he was supposed to, giving a tour of a facility in the state of Wisconsin and saying, yes, look, in real time, we can type in somebody's driver's license number or Social Security number or cell phone number, and it will pinpoint down to 15 feet where they are off of their cell phones. So that's what's being integrated in these local centers, are really federalization centers. They're integrating the military, the CIA, the FBI into them, totally taking over your town. Here in Austin, they have admitted members of Army psychological warfare operations running the new carbon tax. They're going to have city carbon taxes run by Pentagon operatives. I mean, it's just unspeakable grid of control, because they knew they were going to implode the economy. They knew they were going to bring in tyranny. They had to deploy Homeland Security brigades, regular army. This is to suppress us. And they're going to stage terror attacks against the military and blame it on the American people so the military will get past their allergy or their resistance, as the establishment sees it, towards policing and pulling triggers on the American people. And they're having urban warfare drills and then live action drills and then checkpoints for DWIs. Oh, aren't you for stopping drunk drivers with the Marines and the Army, to acclimate, to make it sound like it's good up front, selling it to the public as if it's a wonderful thing. And they have 1,200,000 plus Americans as of 11 months ago. They reported in January when they made the list secret. The list is secret, but the numbers on it are now secret, that 1,200,000 people were on it, and that 25,000 plus were being added a month. And then a bunch of, one of the heads of the air police, of the federal marshals, air marshals, went public in the Denver Post and said, look, we're ordered to put innocent people on this list for ordering vegetarian meals when they buy a ticket at the airport, or for a five-year-old snapping a photo when they're inside the airplane. We are ordered to put people every month on the list for life. You can't get off of it, to create the illusion of a terror threat. So I wanted to add that little tidbit, that it's innocent people. Then they announced, as I told you they would do years ago, I know their operations. It's clear. It's like having a jigsaw puzzle that there's 100 pieces and 95 of them are in place, and you're looking to put the last five pieces in. I mean, it's as easy as kiss my hand to do it. I mean, it's as easy as chewing a stick of bubble gum. I mean, you can do it with blindfolded. You know. That's why everything I talk about comes true, because I'm just telling you all the other pieces. I'm thinking of thousands right now. We don't have time to go through them all, and I know what's going on. And they are saying that if you haven't paid all your taxes or you have bad credit, you're not going to be able to fly, and then you're not going to be able to get on buses, and you're not going to be able to go in shopping malls. They're going to put metal detectors in shopping malls and set up checkpoints. That was announced 5 years ago. Now they put out a new fake terror alert with some supposed Al-Qaeda person who wanted to attack shopping malls. They, you know, it's all happening. And they use OnStar to listen to you. And I told you that many of the, and I've seen this for the last close to a decade, many of the bigger used car companies, and now even the smaller ones, right here in Austin where I live, but I first saw it in Los Angeles and New York, put a kill switch in your car until your car is paid off in the ignition. Only costs a few $100 and they charge you for it. To where, and if you try to remove it, it's triggered to where your car won't start. So until you've paid your car off, that kill switch is in there. But I've noticed, talking to people that have had it, they never go get it taken out, and if they do, they just say, oh, I'll keep it. We'd have to charge you to take it out. The truth is they're getting a kickback from the company to leave it in. And I remember seeing, oh, probably 5 years ago, that in Los Angeles, that's the real CIA testing ground more than any other city, New York and Boston are starting to, and Dallas are starting to get almost as bad with CIA funding, that via helicopter police cars, they have special units that have kill switches where they aim it at your car. The problem is it can kill other cars around it, but they aim it at your car with a radio signal, and it turns your car off. But that's just in one system. There's a whole bunch of these. Progressive will pay you to put a box in your car. They don't tell you it can turn your car off. They don't tell you that almost all new cars made in the last 12 years or so by federal law have, well, it was most cars 6-8 years ago. Now it's all cars by law, have a box in them that tracks how fast you're driving, what really happened when you wrecked. They then use that to charge you. I mean, total control grids are being built into everything. Computers, iPhones, all cell phones, cars. And on top of that is the OnStar. Now, this is U.S. News and World Report. They're just now introducing it to the slaves. And even if your OnStar was never activated, they can still kill your car with it. They can activate it instantly. And notice how they phrase it as if it's wonderful, how they package it and present it as if it's the best thing in the world. That's how a Ponzi scheme works. When some Ponzi scammer comes into the country club and gets one old lady to invest 10 grand with her, the next week she gets 30 grand back. At first, it's good so that it looks good so everybody jumps on board. Oh, look, the Marines are running checkpoints in New York and Vermont and Kentucky and in California stopping drunks. Oh, look, the Army's out helping at car wrecks with the jaws of life. You're not against the Army helping. That young girl might have died. See how they phrase it? Look at how they're phrasing it here, how they're presenting it. It's like a feed block or range cubes or a corn deer feeder. Yeah, it's good the first 20 times the deer eat out of it until the day you're in the deer stand and shoot them. That's how this works. OnStar ends first police chase. That little OnStar button on the rearview mirror of General Motors car can do a lot of things. This week the system was used to end a high-speed chase for the first time. The AP reports police in California say General Motors' OnStar communication system stopped a dangerous high-speed chase and helped them capture a carjacking suspect by disabling the stolen sport utility vehicle. The Chevy Tahoe was stolen by a carjacker who used a sawed-off shotgun to threaten the driver into giving up the car. So see, it's a carjacker. Aren't you for it? Police contacted OnStar, which found the Tahoe by using a global positioning system. Two officers spotted the SUV, but the driver sped off. That's when OnStar operators sent a signal that slowed the Tahoe to a halt. And it goes on to say they didn't have to pursue it quickly and endanger other drivers because they knew they could kill the car. And that stopped a potentially dangerous high-speed chase. The thief was captured on foot. Kicking Tire Notes reports that last year, 334 people were killed around the country in police pursuits, according to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Then I have other reports here where it says vehicle tracking bill introduced in the House, where by law you have to have these in your car so they can kill your car. Now, imagine in the future when there is a checkpoint. Imagine in the future when there's a lockdown of the city. They just hit a button and kill every car in the city. Or you try to go around their checkpoint with your family. They just kill your car. They are stating that's what this is really for. This is in everything. They want to know what you're saying. They dial your number, put it in a key code in any police department in the country. The police are now being told about this department by department. If you haven't been told yet, you will be. My father, driving through East Texas, got pulled over. It was a 6-year-old Passat. I'd sold him. We need a bigger car because we had more kids. Sold it to my dad. He liked the car. He got pulled over. The cop came over all freaked out. Said, you were speeding over the speed limit, but I'm going to let you off. But you're not Alex Jones. And he went on to say that they were dialed in to a LexisNexis/Reuters system with Homeland Security, where they integrate all these private databases, and they knew all about it. And that I was basically had a handle with care. Dangerous person. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. And those files and fake dossiers are like FBI files. They're full of baloney and disinformation on purpose. This is the country we live in, ladies and gentlemen. This is the worldwide Pentagon grid they're putting in place. And earlier I mentioned the no-fly list. This is going to be when you try to go into a store and pay for something with a credit card. By law, the face-scanning camera behind the register, even if your card is good, you're not a good little globalist, you're not going to be able to buy anything. This is how they're going to hunt everybody down. This is already in place. This is a trillion times worse than whatever Hitler did. We'll come back, play this OnStar piece. take your phone calls. Paul Watson's coming up.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500 according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
You tell him, Merle.
Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
I really am upset for the police and military, many of which who aren't evil, who are going to serve this evil system. The cashless society control grid, the enslavement system, the technocracy. This thing is pure evil. No matter how many coats of paint how many excuses they give to it, no matter how they say it's for everybody's own good. It's pure evil. It's not going to be abused. Abused means that it was being misused. No, it's designed to enslave. It's in set up to bring in bondage. And Michael Corbin, great talk show host out of Colorado, filled in a few times here on the air for me. He suddenly died of a heart attack, what was it, a couple years ago, out in Colorado. He made this little piece, and it's pure genius, tying into what OnStar would be used for. The subjects we've covered here on this show, as they announce, no matter what car company is, they're all getting standard OnStar-type systems for the police to just turn your car off. For the government, owned by foreign banks, to carry out its crimes against humanity. And if you're not a good little globalist, they're just going to turn your right to work and your right to travel and your right to own guns off. No judge, no jury, no nothing. Pure, absolute, judge dread tyranny. And all that matters is people's souls, their intellects, who they are, what side they're on. And I just want to give you the message of the police and military. This isn't our government. This isn't our country. It's been robbed. And you are working for pure evil. Just know that. And you, your gut, you know that already. And it's okay for you to stay where you are and try to not violate people's rights and try to stand up and be a light in the darkness. But it's just going to get worse and worse until you're forced to make the decision to stand up in even more bold a fashion. And I care about you. And I've apologized for the way I've ranted and raved at a primitive level, threatened by you. Because I know that only adds to the gang mentality of the us against them and divides us. And that's what the system wants. But I'm telling you right now, this is pure evil we're dealing with. And you better get yourselves right now. And you know right now in your soul, I'm telling you the truth. Let's play the Michael Corbin piece. Here it is.
Neo Constar, how can I offer you great service today?
Please help me, I'm trapped in my car. My retina scanner won't work.
Just relax, sir.
It's not sir, it's ma'am. Please hurry, it's hot in here.
According to Admiral Poindexter's database, I have you at the Monsanto Mart on 2nd Street.
Right.
I have a live shot of you from the Neo Constar observation blimp in your area.
I'm an old lady.
All right, sir, looks like you have no outstanding warrant, so you're not under vehicular detention. But it looks like you have some outstanding parking tickets in 2 counties. We'll need you to slide your national ID card for deduction before we can release you from the car. Slide it through the NeoConStar console now.
But I can't find it. I'm looking everywhere. I can't find my national ID card.
Sir, I'm going to send a Homeland Security helicopter there right now to check you out. You have a 99.2% chance of being a terrorist. Would you like the in-car lethal injection right now, or would you prefer to wait for the agents?
Okay. I'll take the lethal injection, please.
Thanks for using NeoConStar. Have a nice day.
And that is precisely what we're dealing with. It's not a joke. That's where this is going. And heaven help us, because we have an elite who openly write thousands of textbooks and documents and white papers how they're building a, quote, planetary regime, a planetary dictatorship, to condition and train the public to accept our orderly extermination. And they're going to move incrementally. And that's all this is. It's very hard to fight something that's incremental. And it's happening. And we as a society and as a civilization have to make a decision on whether or not we're going to go along with all of this. I saw a comment on a YouTube video today, the video we posted where I'm reaching out to people to promote Fall the Republic so we can save the Republic. There's a guy going, Alex, I really admire your work, but you're committing a sin standing up against corruption. You're supposed to do what the Apostle Paul said and lay down. But Apostle Paul didn't say that. I mean, what, the Founding Fathers are wrong? We were wrong to fight Hitler? No, you're copping out.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
About a lucky man who made the grade, and though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph.
Okay, I have a very important program note for everyone. I'll just let the listeners know what's going on and what's happening here, and we're going to go to your phone calls. And Paul Watson's coming up in the next hour, and then Webster Tarpley in the final hour. I have two big CDNs, and for people that don't know what those are, it's where you put your web content, your multimedia, your websites, on a system that has thousands of servers. So you don't just have one server that's yours. Your content's put on a bunch of servers. That's what Google and YouTube and all the big media sites use. They have hundreds of CDNs. We have two CDNs. But that's not the problem. Our CDNs aren't having the problem. Our servers, because you still have to have your own box, especially if it's a dynamic site, your own server to serve out the front page of PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have a lot of members at PrisonPlanet.tv, and I also have it turned up where you can share your passcode with six people simultaneously. That's not the problem. But it is the problem because all those extra people that have the passcode are on the front page of PrisonPlanet.tv, hitting it over and over and over again, hitting refresh. They're on there, and That's why I tend to launch films a day early, so that we can test out the servers. And I'm going to launch this at 3 p.m. today. And whatever happens, it will be served up to members. It's just that there is a firestorm on the internet of people wanting to see the film. In fact, there are hundreds of times in the web traffic the number of people hitting PrisonPlanet.tv than our members. So most people going there aren't even members and can't even see it to begin with. So we've got some workarounds with this. Like, pull up PrisonPlanet.tv for me so I can just see it. They say it's up and down. I've got my two IT guys in there trying to figure this out. We've never had anything like this. We didn't have any problem launching the Obama deception. And we haven't had trouble launching the other films. We've got a pretty robust system, but we may have to put... Look, I'll tell the IT guys what the answer is. In fact, go ahead and call Matt in here right now. I just want to talk to him on air. Tell him, don't worry, we're not on PrisonPlanet.tv. He doesn't want to be on TV. Just call him in here, and I'll tell him what I want done. And I'll see if this is an answer. We'll work through this together on air. I just have total transparency with what we do here in my office. Same thing happened with Charlie Sheen. We tried to upload the report at 8 a.m. that morning, and the servers locked out, and we three times tried. First, it uploaded just the first half of the 20 minutes of the president. Then it uploaded it without the links. Then it uploaded it without the image at the bottom of his signature. You couldn't tell it was an image because it was a signature on white paper on a white website, but that ended up screwing up the signature and the disclaimer. And now we're having the same problem because I can't afford... I can't afford to have a super mega robust system because only two or three times a year do we have this type of traffic. I already have a $400,000 internet bandwidth slash IT bill a year. And that's cheap. That's us searching everywhere for the best and most inexpensive systems. So I can't afford anything better for members. I mean, it's already a great system. And it's barely paying for itself. And you hear me on the air with the sponsors and everything else trying to squeeze enough capital to fund this rebel operation against the New World Order. Most rebels in history robbed banks to fund themselves. We don't do that. And the COINTELPRO criticizes us for trying to raise the money to run this operation. And we're really victims of our own success. But we will deliver this virally to everyone today. Matt, let's walk through this together, because I just had this idea. We were talking during the break about solutions. We don't have to make a new limited front page to get it. Can't we just pull off the members login page? I believe that's already on its own server, or at least I asked for it to be in the past. I don't understand all this architecture, but can't we just have a separate page just where people log in to watch it? So even though PrisonPlanet.tv, the site, goes down on InfoWars and Prison Planet for members, I can post up on the front page at 3 o'clock the login for members, and then they can get into the back end and watch it. Is that not the workaround?
Yeah, we can definitely provide a workaround where we can definitely get the content out there and make sure that even if the main site has some is faulty, but we can still deliver the quality product out there, and that's what we definitely need to be.
And then you were saying the other problem is it's so overwhelmed, it's hard to get into it to make changes.
Yeah.
This is what happened with Sheen. Why don't you tell folks what happened that morning?
Yeah, everybody was hunting around looking for, in the case of Charlie Sheen's document, looking around for that document.
So we couldn't even get it uploaded and posted because they were on it.
Correct. There's so many people searching the site, looking around for that extra additional traffic that was generated by all that was causing us not to be able to get into the back end and upload it.
Now I had IT people, and you'd already said this, email me and say, well, you just need to have your servers in-house. Yeah, that's easy if you're serving pictures of your baseball team out to 10 people. It's different to have servers in-house because of the cost. We have to go to the giant server centers where it's cheap in Chicago, in Dallas, in England, in San Francisco, in Silicon Valley. But we are getting the mega fiber optic pipe in the next 2 weeks. Would that change this any?
It would add another another point of distribution, and it's all about making it decentralized because you never want to have a choke point. And that
fiber is $3,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, tell folks about this. Is a mega pipe. Tell them what it is.
It's a fiber optic connection. Bandwidth is 65 megabits coming in that will allow us to push data out, push out the new releases way quicker than we currently are. We can also start looking into some higher quality, super high definition streaming. I mean,
yeah, we've been studying it to go to actual high def.
Yeah, definitely on the live streaming and all. That will allow us to get into that next phase where we can definitely get the word out, get it out there quickly.
And just to be clear, we were a very small company, still tiny, when we moved out of our 2,500 square foot, roughly, we had two offices. We moved into this 8,000 square foot. We just expanded another 7,000 that I just leased. The city's not giving us permits, but we finally just went ahead and started without it because you can do that except for the electrical. The point is that's what our growing pains have been. We appreciate everybody's support, just giving people kind of an inside view. Time Warner said they'd give us Time Warner cable when we came in here. Then they wouldn't. So we're going off DSL and T1. It's been hell. But we're going to this fiber optic thanks to your great work, going through hell and earth and having meetings with all these big companies and having them actually running into us. That's now being done. So great job on that front. But I just want to make a decision. We're going to go with this at 3 o'clock. That'll give you guys 2 hours to do a workaround. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. I know Aaron was up here till 3 in the morning, so he won't be in until later. We have a couple. Rob is out of town. Some other webmasters are gone. He went to visit family in New York. We need to go ahead, and we can just have a basic page that says, Follow the Republic, members, click here. And then it just goes to the back end, and then we can just have it on players there for them on just a gray page instead of it all being the big fancy whatever system we have right now. Is it Joomla?
Joomla, yeah.
You want to go to Drupal.
I'm a fan of Drupal.
I'm trying to learn all this stuff. The point is that now the site's up and down, right?
It's acting very slow because of all the traffic that's hitting it. The site is staying up technically, but it's not just as responsive and forthcoming as before because of all the additional traffic.
And you're having trouble even getting into it.
Yeah, we're gonna do this alternative entry point for the release so that we can take the strain off the main site so we can...
And it may be 4, 5, 6 o'clock now.
That's not what we're going to go for, but we're definitely going to go for 3 o'clock.
Do we need to drive a mile down the road and get Aaron out of bed? So that's why I got to hire more people, but I'm also worried about infiltrators. I got to hire 2 or 3 more webmasters. So I got the Watsons in England. I got Kurt Nemo. Kurt Nemo can do stuff remotely, I guess. I don't know if he understands the PrisonPlanet.tv system. I guess Watson would be the guy. He's the guy that understands it the best.
I'll get a hold. We'll have a kind of a roundtable discussion on what.
And again, we had to have this discussion live on air, or I would have had to go off air to have the discussion we're having right now.
Yeah.
But I just, we had a 3-minute. I mean, was that your plan? Because I'm just throwing out my plan. Isn't the actual member interface different from the server we're talking about?
Yes.
But then we have the videos posted on the interface that is this server. Not streamed from that server, but the interface of the PrisonPlanet.tv that has the eye candy and looks good.
Yeah.
The problem's the eye candy.
Yeah, pretty much it's that front end. It's the wrapper. You know, the candy is stored somewhere else, but the wrapper right now is what's...
Better analogy, yes.
Yeah. That's what's getting us right now is that wrapper.
And how much will it cost me to get around this? I mean, in the future. So,
it's a matter of architecting, more decentralized, more.
Well, it's not you guys' fault. You guys are doing the job of 10 people, and we never had this problem before. But again, with just members, there's not that many members. This shouldn't be happening. I guess because I saw the internet ablaze last night and this morning. Where is it? Where is it? So I guess everybody's looking for it for free. Here's the problem, guys, that want it for free. I basically end up giving the films out for free, but I have to put people on airplanes to fly to the interviews. I have to have the video editors. I have to have the software. I have to have the computers. I have to pay for the music. I have to pay for the composers. I have to pay for the sound engineers. I have to pay for the DVD authoring, replication, distribution, shipping, the shipping department. If I didn't let people pirate these and sell them and do all the stuff they do, our money problems would be over here. But then people also can bitch and complain then when I get up here with sponsors that fund everything. And this is not free. We're not funded by George Soros, folks, who's attacking me and his publications every day. You know, we're on the enemy's list because we're doing this on our own. I know most of you understand that, but some of the COINTELPRO always go in and just comment, how dare Alex ask for money? How dare Alex try to fund things? How dare Alex do this? How dare Alex do that? What planet do they think we're living on? I mean, I'm even having trouble making the film and delivering it to you because of money. And then also I have saved some money in reserves so we can defend ourselves from lawsuits if they ever happen, so we can continue to operate if the entire economy shuts down. I will sell everything I own and all of our reserves to fund this place. And literally, we've got big cases of ammo in our foxhole to fire through our howitzer, but we need your support. That's why we are 1 hour and 45 minutes in today, and I haven't plugged a single sponsor live on air. I haven't plugged the film to go buy it at InfoWars.com. The very first, please purchase the DVD. That's what's great about low tech. It's the highest quality. You have the DVD, and you're supporting us. Go to InfoWars. We've been shipping these things out for a couple days. A lot of people are going to be getting them anyways today, so we've got to hell or high water get this out to the members today. But I also want to thank the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You're the folks that actually fund what we're doing. You're putting major support into what we're doing, and we couldn't do this without you, the PrisonPlanet.tv members. And for those that are longtime members, we've had it for more than 5 years now, 5.5 years, since April, 5 years ago. Who's made all this possible, and you've seen the site get better and better and quicker and quicker, and we're going to add so much. It's hard when you're small to build the next level, but we're almost done with the launch pad now for the next level of this operation. It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The foundation is being built. And you want to do a construction analogy. We're putting in big, thick pieces of rebar. We're getting the best concrete. Everything is being padded down. And the foundation for going ballistic is there.
Going ballistic is right. To the moon without a rocket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
As Ralph Cramden would say.
Yeah, we're definitely, the foundation is getting there, and we're going to the next level.
Again, we've got to stay small because infiltration is a very real problem. Not that we're doing anything wrong here. People will come in here and try to commit crimes to put me in prison. We've already dealt with this. And just a very, very serious situation. I hear my iPhone going off. A little pointless to babble about that. Thank you, Matt. Listen, we're going to go ahead and try to launch at 3. Give yourself some space if you need to. All the other films we released a day early to kind of sneak attack the enemy, because we have been hit with hack attacks. I know we're not the type of website and operation that when we have a mistake or a problem or a bunch of traffic that – come on back in, Matt – that we blame things on – hackers, but we've had real hackers go in and take over the front page and post a naked woman on a motorcycle before. We've had people send out other types of attacks in our name. We have had the ports attack when I was doing the flu story. That was definitely a certified attack going through. Explain what that attack was like.
Yeah, that was just basically a large distributed denial of service attack that occurred. That was just bombarding us with all facets of the world were sending out these requests to hit our servers.
But more than that, you guys were telling me that they actually went around our main ports and found secret ports.
They were just, yeah, they were. We have things that are listening, or we don't have a lot.
And then we would flip a port, and they'd flip to that within minutes.
Yeah, they were basically the term is like port scanning. So as soon as we moved a port around, they would hit us on that port. So it was basically move.
Do you think we're going to find, because of the size of this being so big, that it's interest, or could it be an attack?
I would say most of it's going to be interest, but we'll have to take a look at all the data that we.
But last time it was definitely an attack.
Yeah, that because of just the wide variety of where it was coming from, and just the repeated nature of the hit.
And they call those what, zombie computers? They take over everybody's computers and do it.
Yeah, when your system on a Windows system gets infected, they can use that as a zombie, which can be used as a launch pad for.
And they were using university servers in Japan, Australia.
Yeah, this was worldwide. Most of it was overseas.
South Korea, because they got the really fast stuff.
Oh yeah, They got the big fat fiber pipes over there going to everybody's houses over there, which is a great launch pad for zombies since it has that high capacity where and it can just flood that pipe.
I don't know how stupid the establishment is if this turns out to be an attack, and we'll do a forensic analysis on it and find out later. Because, you know, here I am in roll call. We are on the White House enemies list. It's not just coming out of the Globe and Mail now. I mean, we are now on the enemies list, and they are pissed. I mean, all these big mainstream publications are saying the establishment is afraid of these films. And, I mean, you jackasses ought to know you're not going to stop this film coming out if that's what this is.
No, there's ways of getting around.
We've got it ready to drop free on the web at five different places right now, just so you know.
Yeah.
And we were ready 3 weeks ago with that. So you won't stop us.
Yeah, the government, they may be as slick in some terms as far as the shininess of their badges, but when it comes to brain power, you know, the power of the resistance is way powerful than the establishment.
Friends, this is Big Jim Farmer urging you to go to EJC.com and purchase the Big Seed Bank. It contains 35 varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family delicious vegetables for years. These seeds have no GMOs and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, peas, pumpkins, lettuce, and much more. And the best part? You'll receive thousands of seeds that you can save and replant each year for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. In this economy, saving money is always important when it comes to feeding our families. Order now and you will get free shipping. Now that's value. To place your order, visit EJSeed.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJSeed.com. Order online today and tell them Big Jim Farmer sent you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
We're going to go to your phone calls. Kevin, Shirley, Mike, Rick, Denise, and others. Watson will be on in about 30 minutes. I got him working on building a little backup page for PrisonPlanet.tv members to try to get this to you at the end of the show today. Regardless, it's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv tonight. Fall of the Republic. You know you can order the DVD at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. 3139. Go low tech. Order the DVD that way. Get it in the highest quality. Now is the time. Get the DVD burners ready. They cannot stop you if you take action. Kevin in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to finally talk to you. I'm a Prison Planet TV member and a fellow recent listener, I should say. Wanted to call and thank you for doing all you're doing. Recently, with all this H1N1 stuff, I was just like the zombies out there that didn't know anything about it. Work in a hospital, and they were distributing it, and I simply refused. And what's shocking to me is that other people around me didn't know why I was refusing the shot. And I told them, do you even really know what's in this vaccine? And they, you know, and it's just alarming to see this kind of response all around.
Well, they also act like you're a kook and a weirdo. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Did they act like you were weird?
Well, I work in the pharmacy, and the pharmacists all around me were, yeah, they just looked at me like I was zombified. But then meanwhile,
the polls are reporting that in England, over 70%, over 60% in the U.S. are refusing it. So 60% of us are kooks. You know, over 90% in major polls believe the government killed Kennedy, and more evidence comes out every day that they did. And it's now been confirmed he did work for the CIA. That's mainstream news, Lee Harvey Oswald. But still, 92% of us are kooks, but the 8%, they're normal, and we're all nuts. And if you talk about a world government, you're a nut, as the news announces world government. I mean, it just doesn't work anymore. It really hit me last night. It really hit me between the eyes just how crazy it is they put fluoride and hundreds of other toxic chemicals in the water under the name fluoride, knowing it hurts us. Hardly anybody wants it, but they still do it. They just don't care. They're criminals. And the bigger question is, why are we putting up with this crap? Why? Get it out of our water. Why do I have to filter everything and go through hell here in Austin and still my kids take showers in your fluoride water, even though I got some filters? They don't cut it all out. Just get it out of my water. Stop forcibly medicating me, you bastards. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's alarming to see in my mother. I got a call from her yesterday, and she's so sweet and so nice, but she's under the influence of the mainstream media. She called me, and I didn't see the segment, but she was talking to me about a Sunday segment that 60 Minutes had about this fear-mongering of this H1N1. And I was born with bronchial asthma, and she calls me, and she goes, Kevin, I really want you to get this because you have asthma and you're very fragile. I was like, Mother, no. I do not know what's in it, and they will not publish what exactly is in it. And I just cannot believe the stranglehold that they have on the people around me and not myself. And it's
Are you a pharmacist or a pharmacist assistant?
I'm a tech, which is a pharmacist assistant.
Yeah, you're a tech. I mean, on the inserts, and they do have some proprietary things that they, you know, just list as interleukins and things, but it admittedly has the adjuvant mercury in it. That's admitted. It admittedly says it can give you Guillain-Barré on the insert. It admittedly says all of that. I mean, do the pharmacists not care?
It seems like it. They had a handout that they gave. They had a stack of the handouts about the benefits and all that. It seemed like a general just listing of the shot. And I've seen the boxes themselves of the actual flu vaccine, that flu mist stuff. And
stay there. Back in 1 minute. Third hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.